The suspect was taken into custody about 1:30 this afternoon. He was arrested by the Maryland State Police Special Tactical Assault Team element as they moved into an area of high marsh grass along Glebe Creek Road south of Easton. This was an ongoing police search, obviously, that had started last night after the suspect had fired at troopers who were pursuing him in an attempt to arrest him. But multiple police departments had responded today, and there were dozens of police officers who had kept a tight perimeter around an area that was within 5 miles of where the shooting occurred. So the county had issued reverse 911 calls and notified residents in the area of the suspect's description, and various citizens through the day were contacting police with possible sightings, and so the police perimeter continued to move tighter and tighter until it moved back down along Glebe Creek, where citizens reported to police they thought they saw, and the state police helicopter was in the air, was able to verify through infrared that there was a heat source there, and so everything worked together until they moved into the area and located him, called him out. He came out of the marsh grass with his hands up, surrendered, and was taken into custody without incident. He was not injured. He had some scratches. He complained of being cold and hungry. Troopers gave him food and brought him to the Easton Barrack, where he was served with an arrest warrant charging him with multiple criminal counts, including two counts of attempted murder. He'll be taken before a court commissioner in Talbot County later today.
The status of the trooper who was involved in the shooting incident?
We actually fired in the direction of multiple troopers as they were pursuing him, but all of those troopers are fine. The trooper who fired his weapon was placed on routine administrative leave, which is procedure in police-involved shootings, but all the troopers are in good condition. There are a lot of tired troopers down here now, along with allied law enforcement, who have been up now for 2 days as part of the search, but they're very happy that it ended peacefully with no other injuries occurring.
You really narrowed this search based on some help from civilians in the area who may have seen him, right?
Oh, we did. There was actually a lady along Goldsboro Neck Road this morning about 8 o'clock who saw someone knocking on her door, but she had received that reverse 911 call from the county, knew that a suspect was out there, and did not open her door, but instead called 911. So that was where the police perimeter was moved on its second location this morning. And then other citizens contacted police throughout the day, and the search continually moved in their direction as they narrowed that focus down to Glebe Creek.
Wonderful. And how far was this from where where they kind of lost track of him? Was it a mile, a couple miles? How?
It was within 5 miles, so it was less than 5 miles away, but certainly, in the same general area.